This week in Chutz La'aretz, we have two parshiyos. We have Parshas Chukas and Parshas Balak. I want to concentrate on Parshas Balak, and really it's a small side point in Parshas Balak. I'm actually going to talk about two words that we see in this parsha. When Balak sent his messengers to Bilam to try and convince him to curse the Jews, Bilam responded, "Even if you give me a house full of silver and full of gold, I would not be able to curse them if Hashem doesn't let." And the question is, why does he have to say full of silver and full of gold? Meaning gold is much, much more valuable than silver. So if he's saying, I won't do it for a whole house of gold, then for sure I won't do it for a whole house of silver. So we want to explore the difference between silver and gold. Why it would make sense for somebody to say silver and gold together? Meaning, why isn't it not just enough for Bilam to say, I'm not going to do it for all the gold in the world? Why does he have to say silver and gold? And it's not really a question just for this pasuk. It's a question anytime we have the words gold and silver together, we want to understand what the difference is. Now, there is a fundamental difference between gold and silver. Of course, gold is much, much more important and it's much, much more valuable than silver. But silver is something that is much more usable, meaning I can't go into the grocery store with a bar of gold and buy my groceries. But not today, because today we don't use silver and we barely use cash. But in the days where they were using silver and gold, you certainly could buy wares much more easily with a handful of silver than with a handful of gold. Meaning gold is much more valuable, silver is much more usable. The word zahav comes from Zehav, which means give me this. I want this particular piece, give me, because it's the piece of gold which is valuable. Kesef comes the word kisufin. Kisufin means desire. It means everybody wants it, but you want any of it. Meaning there's no ze in kisufin and kesef because we're not particular. There's nothing particular about a piece of silver. Much more particular about a piece of gold because gold is so much more valuable. Gold and silver can really be a mashal to the two things that people really, really want in this world more than all the kesef and zav, and that is kavod, honor, and oinek, pleasure. We'll talk about these two things and how they influence our stay in this world and what symbol we can use for them. So gold is a symbol for honor, and kesef is a silver is a symbol for oinek, for pleasure. And I want to explain. I'll start with kesef, which is pleasure. Pleasure comes with all different forms and shapes and sizes. People can get pleasure from all different kinds of things, and they desire things, and we run after different types of pleasure. We enjoy one kind of pleasure, and we enjoy it until we get tired of it, and it's too much already, and then we'll look for something else to enjoy until that's no longer pleasurable for us, and then I'll look for a different kind of pleasure. Meaning, pleasure isn't specific. I want to enjoy life. I want to enjoy life. Sometimes by sitting by some water in a warm place and a relaxing, and sometimes I want to do it by taking a difficult hike, and sometimes I want to do it by reading a good book. There's all different ways that I want to enjoy pleasure. Kavod, honor, is nimshal to gold, because with honor, it's very specific. It means I want this honor from this person. We see this all the time. We see it in ourselves too. We can get honor from all different kinds of people. But if there's one person who doesn't give me the specific honor that I am looking for, then the rest of the honor doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't help me. If there's somebody, a specific person, and I want them to recognize me, that person, I want them to recognize me in a specific way, and it's not happening, then kol zeh einenu shoveli, and that's honor. And that's why it's symbolic of gold, because, again, the gold is a very specific commodity. Bilam was looking for gold and for silver, but he was literally gold and silver, but he was also looking for kavod, for honor, and for oineg. That's why Balak responded to him as he did. He said, ki kaped achabdecha, I will give you ma'id, I'll give you a lot of kavod, v'chol asher tomer elai e'eseh. I'll give you a tremendous amount of honor and also a tremendous amount of pleasure. Whatever you ask me to do, I'll do for you. Gold and silver, honor and pleasure. It says in Pirkei Avos about Bilam that he had gaiva, that means he had the taivas hakavod, and also ruach rechava, meaning that he had a desire for pleasure. He had a lust for pleasure, and he had a lust for honor, and of course, a lust for gold and silver. When we say toiv li teres picha me'alfei zahav v'chesef, we're really saying the same thing. It's the same question. If Torah is more precious than tens of thousands of pieces of gold, then it's certainly more precious than tens of thousands of pieces of silver. So why do I have to say Torah is better than alfei zahav v'chesef, than tens of thousands of gold and silver? Obviously, all I have to say is it's more precious than tens of thousands of gold. What's the silver? And again, we can translate it in the same way. Torah is better than kavod and then oinek. Torah is more precious to me than all the honor and all the pleasure that I can have in this world. If we want to take this a little bit deeper, we can try and understand why the most valuable currency in this world is really the currency not of gold and silver, but of honor and pleasure. Why do people make themselves totally crazy to get the honor and pleasure that they believe they deserve? And the answer has to be that in Olam Haba and Olam HaEmes, there is also kavod and also oinek. It says, tzadikim yoshvim va'atreseim barasheim. The tzadikim sit and they're wearing crowns of honor, which means that there is kavod in Olam HaEmes. And then, v'nehanim meziv hashchina. We say this at the Pesach Seder. And they're enjoying they're having hana, they're having pleasure, they're having oinek from the ziv hashchina, from being in the presence of the shchina. And they're enjoying the pleasure. So in Olam HaEmes, there's kavod and there's oinek, there's honor and pleasure, but of course not the way we understand it here in our very physical world. It's an entirely different kind. It's a spiritual kind. But we are aware of the concept that everything in this world is really a symbol of what's going on in the next world. So a person is born with the innate desire to get back up there and be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to find that honor and pleasure, that ultimate honor of pleasure of the tzaddikim yoshvim, and we should be, our chelek should be with them. That's what we want. But in order to understand, this is a well-known concept, that in order to understand the nimshal, you have to understand the mashal. So I don't know what the honor and pleasure in the Olam HaEmes is, but Hashem gives us a taste of honor and pleasure in this world, so I should understand perhaps what the honor and pleasure in the next world is going to be. And it's because my neshama is born with that innate desire to find the kavod and the einig that we run after it so much in this world. But of course, because it's but a mashal, it's a pale version of what the kavod and the einig is going to be in the next world, it's not really what we're actually looking for. And so we have a problem with it. And that's why it says that a person who searches for pleasures in this world will never be satisfied with the pleasures he has. He has 100, he wants 200. He's 200, he wants 400. And a person will never be satisfied with the kavod he gets in this world. In fact, as it says, kol ha-bereich acharei kavod, ha-kavod berech mimenu. A person who runs after kavod and is trying to find kavod, the kavod is going to continue to run away from him. We'll never find the kavod or the oinig we're actually looking for. We're never going to be satisfied, not with the kavod and not with the honor, because our neshama is really looking for something else. Our neshama is looking for true pleasure and for true honor. We feed it with all this kavod meduma, all this fake honor, and it's not satisfying. It's not what we want. And so we are lucky that we have the formula, that the formula was given to us. Toivli teres picha me alfei zahav v'chesef. Read, toivli teres picha me alfei kavod va'oneg. Our learning Torah, our being engaged in Torah, our search for Torah is really what feeds and fills our neshama.